The so-called armchair generals here at home continue to question the military strategy, even as public opinion polls show support firmly behind the war. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Yesterday, the Defense Secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, went on television to defend the current battle plan.
Well, they certainly did, and they kept referring to it as Tommy Frank's plan, referring to the commander there, or alternatively, Tommy Frank's brilliant plan. This is a response to this criticism of these armchair generals, the former generals that are consultants on television and radio, and current generals that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has been micromanaging this war, that he's not doing the plan that the generals initially laid out. They're responding in part to a very scathing piece that is in this week's New Yorker by investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, accusing Rumsfeld of doing the war on the cheap. Now, Rumsfeld responded directly to that criticism yesterday, denying it vehemently and saying over and over, this is Tommy Frank's plan. Now, that has a couple of reasons for doing that. One is to show that this is the military's plan, not the civilians. Two, to put General Franks out there, and if the plan fails, it's General Franks who gets blamed.
How seriously do you take this division between the generals and the politicians?
Well, I think it all depends on what happens. If the war is successful, they'll all come together and celebrate. If there are problems and if it becomes a long, slugged out, a difficult battle, then I think you'll hear a lot more of it. You did have, of course, through the Vietnam War, and particularly after it was over, generals saying the politicians never let them fight the war that they wanted to fight. And it's interesting that this is happening now, however, because it must show that generals are concerned. And General Myers actually was asked about that yesterday. He was asked why, if the war is going well, why is there all this grumbling? Why are there generals trying to distance themselves from it? And his answer was basically he just didn't know, that he didn't know why they were doing that. It's particularly interesting, Bob, because of Colin Powell's role. After all, he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs in the last Gulf War, and he didn't want to fight this war. He was the most reluctant in the administration to doing this. And he has said he trained the generals that are there now. So this fight between them and their superiors in the Defense Department takes on a particularly curious cast.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.